You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Garrett Green, the founder of One Rock Spirits, a producer of premium beverage alcohol and brand One Rock American Made Vodka. Garrett, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So tell us about One Rock.
One Rock is one of our latest premium beverage alcohol brands. Our company, based in Buffalo, New York, is a developer and marketer of premium beverages. One Rock is one of our country's first genuine premium American vodkas, a result of approximately 5 years of research that started in 2008 and ended somewhere around 2012-11. And we're positioned to carve out a premium American segment within the domestic vodka market.
What was the inspiration behind launching the brand of One Rock?
Our inspiration came around the 2008 period. We've been in business as a researcher and a developer for approximately 7 years. And our initiative to go into the vodka category actually started a little before the Great Recession of 2008. And once we experienced that recession, I and my team members became very, very intrigued, but also emotionally connected with the status and inner happenings of our country's economy, our country's political system, and our country's business system, everything connected. And we watched some very interesting trends take place in the alcohol market as a result of that recession. And amongst mass trade downs in the alcohol space was a peculiar and very interesting trend coming from the purchasing of domestic brands, specifically in the vodka category. As a country, we've always been sort of known as the whiskey and bourbon pioneers of the world, still are. And vodka was somewhat a category ceded to Russia or Eastern Europe historically in the industry. But as we become a more country-conscious, aware society and more prideful in that respect, that's being reflected very obviously now within the purchasing of American branded products, and not just your ordinary consumer goods, but also in this instance, beverage alcohol.
What distinguishes One Rock as breakout success?
Very clear set of selling features or product features distinguish this brand in the marketplace. I would say the first and foremost is the fact that we're one of the very first gluten, sulfite, and sodium-free recipes in the entire world. Gluten, of course, has a direct correspondence with celiac disease, or in other words, a digestive disease. Sulfites have to do directly with hangovers. And, of course, sodium, as Americans, we all know why sodium is so bad. We have none of those things, and we're one of the first pure products to do so. So that's a very, very significant selling feature that distinguishes us as a success in the marketplace. Other things include the fact that we are a premium American position brand. There is a significant amount of people out there that that buy our product just based on the fact that we have the word American as the second, if not first, most dominant feature on our bottle. The third is our bottle or glass. We have or occupy a very unique container shape, one of the first in the world, which is iconic to our brand. And the third, the last thing is our recipe. Not only a gluten, sulfite, and sodium-free brand, but one that's made from two of our freshest, most pristine resources in the country, Iowa corn and Colorado mountain spring water. Brand that looks nice, comes across elegantly, but also delivers with a recipe that's actually very, very, very high quality juice, we call it. So that would be a very quick synopsis of why we are distinguished in the marketplace, why we are being bought.
Today we're joined by Garrett Green, the founder of One Rock Spirits, a producer of premium beverage alcohol and brand One Rock American-made vodka here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Garrett, share with us some information about your target audience.
Our target audience is fairly straightforward. Our target audience would comprise of country conscious. I keep using this word country conscious. It's something that we've actually pioneered. But country conscious service men and women and business men and women. So anybody that has a deeper understanding and appreciation for their identity and their status as a member of this country, those are more or less our target audience. We could just come back and say anyone over the age of 21 that enjoys the privilege of consuming alcoholic beverages, and that is American, that would be a pretty broad answer. But in reality, we're really appealing to people that understand who they are, understand what it is to be an American in this world, and how privileged we are as such. They love it. They eat it up, and that would be my description of our target market.
In terms of packaging, what makes One Rock so distinctive?
This would go back to the fact that we have a first-to-market glass. Our container is a container that is not being used on the marketplace anywhere in the world. It's a completely original design piece of glass, very elegant, stands tall. Transparent glass versus the commonly used frosted glass for the category. It stands out on the shelf. It's distinguishable on the shelf next to competitors in the category. We use and chose a shape to translate some of the features we feel that are indicative of this country. Tall, transparent, unshakable. Standing tall, broad shoulders, sharp, broad shoulders, very elegant, and at the same time, contemporary. So that would be the packaging description.
How do you envision this brand growing in the months and years ahead, moving forward?
Well, we've already carved out a very clear path, a very clear route to market with two handfuls of distributors that are presently on the ground floor penetrating key markets within this country, including New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, South Florida, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, St. Louis, Missouri, and Denver, Colorado. We already are seeing and receiving the consumer and the account feedback that would be indicative of a very, very strong response coming from the consumers in the markets where we are being distributed. We're gonna work very hard with our distributors. Make sure we carve out a nice, strong, consistent strategy with getting this product on shelves. Making sure the brand is communicated effectively to our target market and the consumer base. Where we are being retailed. And then once we perfect that model, we're going to aggressively take that nationwide because at that point the numbers will be self-explanatory and our program will be top to bottom, tip top.
Tell our listeners, Garrett, where they can get more information about One Rock online.
You can just do a simple Google search, One Rock Vodka, or you can even go gluten, sulfite, and sodium-free vodka. We're the only brand that generates the entire World Wide Web, effectively the entire world. Our website's a great source of information, but if not, you've got a good one to two pages worth of events, advertisements, press releases. You'll learn all that you need to learn about the brand. The only thing I've not mentioning that's also unique to this this brand is the fact that we have a very distinctive three-tier quality structure. We have two tiers of straight, which is we call the baseline our standard or the standard, and our upgraded sipping offering is what we call the reserved. No one's ever done that before in this space. It also makes this brand very unique. The reserved, of course, primarily designed for sipping, martinis, very high quality stuff that we take a great deal of proprietary processes with on this product. The standard, more designed for mixing, and has a little bit more nose, a little bit more palate. And, of course, the third would be our dessert offering or our raspberry offering. Those three products combined make up a strategic socioeconomic program that appeals to the three main groups that consume vodka, the Grey Goose consumer, or the consumer that equivocates quality with price, the standard, the average Joe consumer, and, of course, the raspberry for predominantly a female-based audience, and collectively a product for everybody. And that's, again, a very important feature of our brand and why we're so unique in the marketplace.
Definitely unique indeed. In conclusion, Garrett Cusimary on the program, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I think the greatest route to success is getting the earliest start. And sometimes that's very difficult because we live in a world and go through an academic system that tells us the world operates in a certain way when it doesn't. And I say that because as people, we're essentially taught to believe that do a great job in school, work real hard, get a great job as an employee, and if you work hard, you'll climb the corporate ladder and you'll live a great life. That still does exist. However, the academic system fails to explain is that you don't have to become an employee. You don't have to work for somebody else. In fact, the praxis or backbone of this country is enterprising, is the ability to enterprise on your own. So I would say go to school, learn everything you can in school, but spend as much time as possible outside the classroom teaching yourself about the world, teaching yourself about business, how people got started, their walls and, their successes, and learn as much as you can from people who have been there and done that, and just surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. You'll be amazed at how far ahead you are with the average curve of the average American graduate, whether it be BA or master's.
Great advice, very informative. He is Garrett Green, the founder of One Rock Spirits, a producer of premium beverage alcohol and brand One Rock American-made vodka. And the website of reference is onerock.com. Garrett, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much.
You're quite welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.